An American Viewpoint 13.
Traditionally, one of the greatest differences in the family structure between Japan and the United States has been whether or not children continue living with their parents after adulthood or whether they move out on their own. In Japan, although becoming less common, there is still pressure to take care of one's parents, particularly with the first child. In America, there is no such pressure. In America, independence is seen as the key to adulthood. It is not uncommon to hear parents tell children that they expect them to move out of the house when they are 18, the year they graduate from high school, or 21, the year they legally become adults. I heard this often as a child. And by the time I went to college at 18, I was more than ready to go. Parents look forward to their lives free of the burden of their children. The children, on the other hand, look forward to getting away from the rules and orders of their parents and enjoy making decisions for themselves. Japan has begun to experience a problem with parasite children who continue to live with their parents and who simply take from their parents without really contributing anything to the family. With an education system that fails to properly prepare young people for independence, this is only likely to grow in the future. But single children living with their parents long after reaching adulthood are becoming stigmatized in many cases. This brings Japan much closer to America. Single people living with their parents are often looked down upon as hopeless failures in America. This is because of the strong belief that children should be on their own when they reach adulthood, either by going to college or by getting a full-time job and moving out.